The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
No.
More sports coming to you live from Los Angeles, from Vehicle Studios. I'm in a vehicle. Always am. Usually. Not always. How are you guys? All right. NFL, week one, almost all the way in the books. You wouldn't know it if you were the Los Angeles Rams. Nobody showed up. The Coliseum is an absolute marvel. It is an incredible, incredible place to watch a football game, whether it be USC, fight on, Trojans, or, the Raiders back in the day when all the gangbangers came out and it was kind of scary. Not for me, because I'd tell them, yo, you know where I'm from? Verona, New Jersey. And they go, well, we're so confused that you're talking to us right now. What? And then I walk away. The Rams, they hadn't announced a crowd of 60,000 plus. Well, Coliseum holds almost 100,000, so already you got at least 35,000 empty seats. Empty seats. Here's a little rule of thumb that comedy clubs figured out a really long time ago. If you only have, say, I don't know, 60, and this happens to me all the time when I do local shows, because more ears, let's be honest, you really haven't been coming out to the live shows like you used to all the time. You don't come anymore so much. It's like all of a sudden your favorite comedian, not that important to you, whatever. I don't have it. Long Beach, I had to give money back. That relationship is over. You know, these comedy people, they never go like, hey, you sold out, let me give you some extra money. But then when it's like a dog shit night, they go, hey man, I didn't make my bar bill, so could I pay you a little less? It's like, what, so if I wasn't here, you'd make more money? You'd sell more drinks if I wasn't here? People stayed away because I'm here? Well, yeah, you play for the Rams. The Coliseum, here's what you need to do. Sit people together. For crying out loud, you can do a baseball movie with 500 extras. And what they do is they just seat them all in one spot. Every time they shoot something, they don't fill a baseball stadium with people to shoot a baseball movie. It's too kooky, too crazy. A football movie, you watch a Jean-Claude Van Damme try to save the world at halftime or whatever. You see the shot of that entire crowd. They're dummies. They're crash test dummies, mannequins, CGI. You know what they're not? 55,000 human beings. And there sure as shit wasn't 55,000 human beings at the Coliseum. Oh, God. Football fever. Los Angeles didn't catch it. Now the fucking Chargers are here, too? At least they're playing in a motocross stadium in Johnny Carson.
Hey, that's where the Raiders were supposed to play, in Johnny Carson, man. But we're going to go to Las Vegas. It's okay. I play the ATM, but
you don't play the ATM. You make,
hey, that's my father. Be careful.
Rams were, attendance was atrocious, but not as atrocious as the Indianapolis Colts. Sweet shit. What was that? That hurt my eyeballs, and I feel bad for Chuck Pagano, who is a great human being, a great football coach, but not for this group of dudes. Chuck Pagano better go to the NCAA and save his own life. This guy beat cancer, and the Colts are going to fucking kill him. Wow. They got the shit. Like, Jared Goff threw touchdown passes to wide receivers. Yeah, you heard me. Todd Gurley ran the ball forward, and they had two pick sixes. The Rams done. That was embarrassing. No money. If a football game is held in Los Angeles and nobody is there to see it, did it really happen? Yes, because if you look at the newspaper right now, or your computer newspaper, because I'm from the 80s, it says Rams 1-0. No matter what that moron on Twitter said, hey, they started 4-0 last year. Let's all calm down. First of all, nobody's excited about the Rams. Not here. Nobody cares. Stan Kroenke married into his money. He married a Walmart heiress. The Rams fucking suck. And you know what? St. Louis, you got done. You got fucked too. One thing about St. Louis, at least they filled the place. Oh. Hey, but you know what? It's all about TV money. Doesn't matter. As long as you're watching TV and they can show beer commercials where people can go, hey, I want to drink that beer before I commit sexual assault. That's the one for me. Oof, that was bad. Bad football, too. Jared Goff looks 12 years old, but he looked like an NFL quarterback for once. Unlike some people we'll get to, Tom Savage. Come on, Tom! Savage harder! Mm-mm. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of More Sports is brought to you by Steve in Australia. Hi, Steve. Aussie Steve is a Moorier Hall of Famer. And I know if he was in the United States, he'd come to all my local shows. In fact, that guy, this filthy Australian, because Australians are very dirty people. Save your Polish jokes and your racist rants and your anti-Semitism. Let's just pile on the fucking Australians. They're filthy people. He flew all the way to Las Vegas, him and his beautiful wife. They came to see me at the South Point Hotel and Casino. I gambled with this man by having sex with prostitutes without condoms at a very poor part of town. That part I made up. You know, for crying out loud, it's only the wealthy part of town that we're interested in. Uh-uh. Nah, again, I'm goofing around. Aussie Steve writes, Dear JJ,
hey, man.
Hope all is well. I heard about the wiffle ball game Kelly Lowry put together to help Second Harvest, and I was gutted I couldn't attend. So instead, I rushed to jmore.com. I hit the Amazon banner. I ordered a heap of canned goods to do my little bit to help both Kelly and Trash Truck. Hope you guys have a blast, and I would like the following quote. So this guy went to Amazon to buy canned goods. That's great stuff. Why doesn't everybody listening to the sound of my voice? There's about, I don't know, 5,000 of you, and it's growing. Why don't you guys all go to Amazon and buy like 10 cans of soup? That's it. And just give me your local food bank. How easy is that? But go to jmore.com to get to Amazon. Do I have to keep repeating this? Put jmore.com where you have Amazon on your toolbar or whatever it's called. And just go there anytime you shop at Amazon. Here are some following quotes / impersonations used during the game.
Come on, guys. Wiffle harder.
Very well.
Obviously, and with no disrespect, you've never played wiffle ball before.
Me? Number 3.
Why are you so thirsty?
That was never said. I can't believe that wasn't said Saturday. Number 4.
We were stretching our wiffle balls.
That's referee Ed Hercule. Well done. And number 5.
Stop it, you're hurting.
Going back to the mascot story I told for when I got attacked by the Royals Lion mascot and that voice came out when I flipped him. Acceptable trash talk?
Ha ha! Wiffle up, son!
Number 2. Robert De Niro from Copland.
I gave you a chance. I gave you a chance to hit the wiffle ball, but you blew it!
Also, if there's an argument, I'd like it to go like this. I said, what? And Ortiz said, yeah. And then I said, no. And I got my 3 wiffle balls, and I bounced out. That's all I got for now. Enjoy the day, and thank you for doing your bit to help. Your international best friend, Aussie Steve. I owe you a Twitter follow, Steve. And I apologize for that. Everybody tweet me. Follow Steve. Peyton Manning of the New York Giants. Why do they say New York Football Giants? He was sacked during the introductions for the offensive line. It was, I couldn't believe my eyes. Eric Flowers, Miami. I think he went to the U. It's like this guy, and Pugh, which should be PU, and some guy, Jesse Jones or James, the right guard and the right, these guys fucking suck. Don't draft offensive line, Giants. It's not like you need them like the Rams do. They didn't draft any offensive line either. This is a, what, new look Giants O-line? Oh, no. It's the shit line that almost killed Eli Manning last year. His hair was out of place. That's how beat up he got. Brandon Marshall, I believe, is on the Giants, but I don't believe. He was thrown to maybe twice. One of them was well out of his reach. Good God. Peyton Manning. Eli Manning. Did I say Peyton before? Yeah, I'm moving on anyway. Eli Manning got sacked during the offensive line introductions. That's early in the game. And my man, Lawrence from Boise State, just fucking manhandled whoever was in front of him, no matter where he lined up. They did a stunt. He was on the, if you're looking at a defensive line from the safety position, he was on the left side, left defensive end, and he rushed a bit, and then he kind of circled back, did a stunt, and came in, and the guard on the right side was just like, huh? What? Okay. You go get Eli. Kill him. Bye. See you later. Good game. Aaron Rodgers got sacked a bunch by the Seattle Seahawks, and I gotta tell you something. The Seahawks defense and the Seahawks offense, it's only a matter of time before they start arguing in the locker room, because that offense sucked. And Russell Wilson didn't look like the Russell Wilson I'm used to, that fleet of foot young man. This guy was a lot better before he ejaculated. Ever since he lost his virginity to a filthy Australian. No. I guess it's Ciara? Ciara? One of the kids. Ciara. Ciara. I like to make believe her name is Ciara, but I'm from the Bronx, so I say, you know Ciara. Who did that? Ciara! Like Tupac and Juice. I know. He got sacked a bunch. Russell Wilson got sacked a couple times because the left side of the Seahawks offensive line stinks badly. But Aaron Rodgers was on the ground a lot, and he was limping around and kind of bending over. At one point, he had his ass in the air because he had his holding his knees to his chest like he was getting a prostate exam from a gay male. I got news for you. Aaron Rodgers is the man. He was making so many good decisions and throwing into so many closing windows. He impressed the shit out of me in this game. Because the Seahawks defense, look, Jeremy Lane got ejected. He got face masked, Seahawks corner, and then he, threw a punch. Sort of, I guess. I didn't see it, really. I mean, I watched it, but I didn't see a punch. And he got tossed. The guy fucking almost took his head off. I mean, eject a guy for making $4 million. And there's a guy, Shaq Griffin, waiting to take his spot. But don't eject him for that bullshit. No fun league. You know what's fun? Watching a guy punch another guy in the helmet because they break their hands. My goodness gracious. Goodness gracious! Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, got sacked a lot. And you're getting sacked. I swear to God, I was at Sam Patesh's house. It was Aaron Larsoul at Aaron Larsoul. Corey Fry is always putting this together for you at awful hours of the morning because I do it at 3:30 or 4 a.m. because my sleeping habits are that of a meth head. That's a longshore fisherman that delivers mail where the sun never goes down. Aaron Larsoul and company at Sam Patesh's house, we're all watching football games, and Aaron Rodgers was on his back so much, I thought, well, these are really good cleats, man. I swear to you, that was the Packers got some fucking cool cleats. Because the bottom of the shoe, it's like a Nike swoosh, but he's wearing Adidas. He's got the stripes, but that gold on those, wow. The only reason I'm noticing his feet is because he's on his ass getting fucking killed. Sheldon Richardson was a great addition to the Seahawks. 4 solo tackles and a very, very big disruption. But the Packers, the over-under for them on wins on the season, as told to me by Kevin Todd. Kevin Todd, thank you, Kevin Todd. Kevin Todd Sports, I think he is on Twitter. He never fucking misses, that guy. Him and Aaron both said Oklahoma was going to beat the Ohio State University. The over-under on Packers wins was 9.5. Yeah, I'll take the over. How much do you want to bet? My son, if I lose and the Packers don't win 10 games, you get to raise a healthy young man. Because there's no fucking way that team's not winning 10 games. They're good. And that wasn't like great Packer football. Jordy Nelson was Jordy Nelson. And the running game is non-existent. You got a wide receiver from Stanford and Ty Montgomery, who, by the way, does a pretty good job. We're really watching his cuts. Chicka Chicka is the DJ watching his cuts. Cut creator. He's good. I don't know why Aaron Jones didn't play. And the guy Williams from BYU fucking stinks, I think. Well, in that game he did. And Ty Montgomery just didn't really do a lot, but got the job done. Had a touchdown. And by the way, on the Packers touchdown where Ty Montgomery ran it in, the Seahawks knew the play. Bobby Wagner, the linebackers, everybody just immediately ran to their right. But the Packers, that O-line is not good. But that play they were, and everybody on the Packers, they had a hat on a hat, as they say, and they got it into the end zone. but the Packers look fantastic. And I'm going to tell you what they have that they never had before, and that is the black unicorn, Martellus Bennett. Because late in that game, Aaron Rodgers ran the football and slid head first like a dummy. Good God, what do you... When Mark Sanchez was a rookie, they brought in a baseball guy to teach him how to fucking slide. You're smarter than Mark Sanchez, aren't you? He went to SC. Nobody even goes to football games there, unless it's SC. How about this? More people watch Mark Sanchez play fucking Akron State than watch the Rams and the Colts play football. Oh, I'm out of breath. I was so on such a roll, I had to like stop and actually take a breath. I don't remember what I was saying, but I'm going to right now. Corey does, and she's yelling it into her headset because she wants to get her kids off to school. Anyway, gang. Corey, what the fuck was I talking about? Hold on a second. Packers. Oh. Martellus Bennett took umbrage to the fact that after sliding head first, Ryan Reedman tweeted, if this guy went down as much in his personal life, Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers went down this much in his personal life, he'd still be with Olivia Munn. That really made me laugh. That was a fantastic tweet. That was tremendous. That did not suck. Ryan Reedman. That is classic. Classic Reedman. Reedman, what is up? It's not your episode. Aussie Steve, buy some stuff for your fish, would you? Why am I nickel and diamond this Amazon thing? I gotta start talking about it on more stories more often. Whoa, hear that bell? Martellus Bennett took umbrage to the fact that I think it was Wright, one of the middle linebackers, Wright. He just put a shoulder down into Aaron Rodgers as Aaron Rodgers was sliding, which, by the way, is a legal play. If he's still up, he's sliding head first. Fucking take him. Take him. And Martellus Bennett just fucking trucked the man and knocked him flat on his ass and took a 15-yard penalty. And I was by that time, I was back over the hill in Malibu at my friend Carl's house, and they're all Packers fans. And they were all like, take that 15-yard penalty. There you go. They were happy about it, and so was I. Because the Packers have never had a guy like Martellus Bennett to go, get the fuck off my quarterback, man. He just fucking gangstered the shit out of another dude. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. And you see Michael Bennett breaking it up. I'm like, oh, these guys are brothers. Like, actual brothers, not brothers. And they are brothers, but they're brothers. Packers win, Packers win. They're going to win like 14 games. They look really, well, not with that O-line, but we'll see. Seahawks front seven is pretty great, and they handled it. Marshawn Lynch flipped double birds to the Tennessee Titans defense. Marshawn, don't let the numbers fool you. I think he had 76 yards, maybe 80. I don't think so. 86, 76. But let me tell you something. He ran a defensive tackle the fuck over and knocked him flat on his ass. And it was a big run. It was like a 7-yard run. They needed it too. Just to get over the halfway mark. I think some people call it the 50-yard line that are not having a stroke. Do you guys smell toast? Good God. The halfway point of the field. The 50? Yeah. Uh-oh. Marshawn Lynch just ran a 310-pound grown-ass man. He just lowered the shoulder and went, good the fuck out of here. Ka-clack. That guy did not get up and was not in on that gang tackle of beast mode, who went beast mode and ran that dude the fuck over. Beast mode. But keep in mind, he was retired, you know?
No, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. Raiders won the game, and I guessed that one wrong entirely. Titans just, not doing it. Didn't look good. New York Giants have a big fucking problem, and that is the offensive line. They are not going to be 8-8 this year. I'm saying 7. If they're 8-8, they're lucky. Wow, that's not the conference you want to fuck around in. Eagles look good. I like Carson Wentz. Redskins looked terrible. And Kirk Cousins taking all the heat for that loss. And he can share it. It's not all on him. But they did not look good, man. They did not look good. And Kirk Cousins fucking threw the game away on his last throw. Like, here's your fucking pizza. Go back to where you came from. So the NFC East looks like it's the Cowboys. Eagles battling for that, which means Cowboys will win that, because an happy Eagles fan doesn't exist. At the Super Bowl, they were angry upon arrival. Fuck you! Come get me, cop! Cops got him. Beast mode, double birds. Aaron Rodgers is incredible. So Green Bay offensive line, let's keep him alive.
and Peyton Manning offensive line. Eli Manning, New York Giants offensive line, keeps sucking because I want this prick sacked during all the offensive line introductions. Eric Flowers, down goes Manning. Eli, oh. Eli Manning's going to retire before the season's over because they're going to kill him. I love you guys. See you tomorrow, food.